In this review of Blindfold Basketball, I'm going to walk you through the first couple of tutorials just so that you can get a feeling for how to move and shoot with the basketball in this app. So let's go ahead and launch
Blindfold Basketball. Double tap. Blindfold Basketball. Blindfold Basketball menu.
Welcome to Blindfold Basketball. To learn how to play, tap the help button.
Now, as with every kid-friendly software game, you're welcome to the app, and they always remind you to check out the help files in case you have any questions. There you can find not only how to play the game, frequently asked questions, and then information about their other games. So let's go ahead and swipe to the right.
Selected. Lesson 1, moving and shooting.
So you hear Lesson 1, moving and shooting. I'm going to go ahead and double tap on that.
To go back to the main menu, swipe up with 3 fingers. Starting game, Lesson 1. Moving and shooting.
Practice moving around the court and shooting. To move, swipe your finger in the direction you want to go. To shoot, move your finger left and right till you hear the ding. Wait for the double ding, and then swipe up. Basket is at 12 o'clock, 40 feet away. You are on the back court line. You have the ball.
So as you heard, there's a lot of information there that they provide to you at the beginning of each lesson. You can also hear the sound effects in the background that make it a little bit more immersive. So as you heard, I'm at the back court line, which basically is half court. So it's a half court game that we're playing. I'm 40 feet away from the basket and I have the ball. To move around, literally all I have to do is flick up, down, left or right, and you'll hear me dribble and move, and you'll hear the voice say how far away I am from the basket. So I'm going to go ahead and just flick up one time.
Basket is at 12 o'clock, 35 feet away. You are in the mid-back court.
So you heard the basket or the basketball bounce once as I moved forward. I went from 40 feet to 25 feet. I'm going to flick up one more time.
Basket is at 12 o'clock, 30 feet away. You are in the mid-back court.
I'm in the mid-court, 20 feet away.
Basket is at 12 o'clock, 25 feet away. You are in the mid-center court. Basket is at 12 o'clock, 15 feet away. You are in the mid-center court.
So I'm now 15 feet away, so I'm going to go ahead and place my finger on the screen. And as you heard them say, you aim by moving your finger while it's on the screen, left or right, until you hear a ding. That tells you that you're lined up with the basket. And then if you hold it just a few seconds longer, or a couple seconds longer, you'll hear a double ding, which will tell you you can go ahead and shoot. At that point, you just lift your finger and let the computer do the rest. So I'm going to place my finger down and move it left to right. There's the ding. Double ding, let go.
Good shot. You made the shot. 2 points. Basket is at 12 o'clock, 40 feet away. You are on the backcourt line.
So as you heard, I made the shot. I got the adulation and cheering of the crowd, and they just moved me back to the starting position so I can keep practicing with lesson one. So very easily, very quickly, that's how you move around and shoot the ball. Let's go back to the main menu with a 3-finger swipe up.
Selected. Lesson one, moving and shooting.
It puts us right back on lesson one. Well, let's swipe one to the right.
Lesson two, picking up the ball and dribbling.
Picking up the ball and dribbling. Let's double tap on that.
To go back to the main menu, swipe up with 3 fingers. Starting game, lesson two, picking up the ball and dribbling.
Practice fetching the ball, along with dribbling, moving and shooting. Swipe in the direction you want to move. Pick up the ball by double tapping. Basket is at 12 o'clock. 40 feet away, you are on the backcourt line. Pick up the ball at the backcourt line.
So we have the same starting position. I'm 40 feet away at the backcourt or half-court line. The ball is not in my hands this time. It's on the ground. All you have to do to pick up the ball is simply double tap with 1 finger. So I'm going to double tap.
You have the ball now, so you can dribble or shoot.
So now I have the ball. And again, as we did in lesson one, I can just move around the court by flicking up, down, left, or right.
Basket is at 3 o'clock, 5 feet away. You are on the basket side of the court.
I did that on purpose. I went up several times, left and right a few times, And as you heard, I'm about 5 feet away. Tells me that the basket is at 3 o'clock. So what I need to do is just line up my shot. Let go.
You made the shot. 2 points. Basket is at 12 o'clock. 40 feet away. You are on the backcourt line.
So again, all I did to line up my shot is place my finger on the screen, moved it a little bit left and right until I heard the single ding, held it there in that spot for just a couple seconds till I heard the double ding, and just let go, and I made the shot. Let's see what happens if I am not quite lined up. I'm going to just dribble up to the basket.
Ball is at 6 o'clock, 20 feet away. Ball is at 6 o'clock, 5 feet away from you.
It also helps if you pick up the ball first.
You are next to the ball. Tap twice to pick up the ball.
So what I had done is I had flicked forward several times and forgot to pick up the ball. So that was a good demonstration of what happens when you don't have the ball yet. So I went backwards, just swiped back a couple times. Now I'm at the ball, so I'm going to double tap.
You have the ball now, so you can dribble or shoot.
And that's important. I now have the ball, so I can dribble and make my shot. So let's go forward again.
Basket is at 12 o'clock, 15 feet away. You are in the mid-center court.
So I've got a 15-footer right here. Basket's right in front of me. But I'm going to see if I can miss on purpose.
You made the shot. 2 points. Basket is at 12 o'clock. 40 feet away. You are on the backcourt line.
And it's not going to let me miss on purpose, but that's okay. You get the idea. You dribble up, dribble around. It'll tell you how many feet you are away from the basket, what direction the basket is from you, and you just swipe left and right to line up that shot, let go after the double beep and or double ding, and you make your shot. Let's do a three-finger swipe up again.
Selected. Lesson 2, picking up the ball and dribbling.
I'm just going to walk you through the rest of the lessons here to show you what there is to do.
Lesson 3, other shots.
So there's other shots. So in other shots, you'll talk about free throws, jump shots, dunks, things like that.
Coach game, same shots and positions each level.
And there's the coach game.
Coach game, different shots and position each level.
And each of these coach games will have you do different scenarios with different shots, different areas of the court.
Coach game, different positions each level. Lesson 4, players on the court.
And then lesson 4 gets a little bit more difficult. They put other players on the court.
Coaching, different shots, fixed players.
Yeah, fixed players on the court that you have to get around.
Coaching, different positions, fixed players. Coaching, different shots, slow players.
And this is, you have opponents, but they're slower.
Coaching, different positions, slow players. Coaching, different shots, defense players.
Now they're going to defend.
Coaching, different positions, defense players. My scores, button.
And then you can come down where you can review your scores.
Help, button.
And that's where you can find the help, the frequently asked questions, and additional information about kid-friendly software.
Settings, button.
Here's the settings where we're going to go into right now.
Settings.
Double
settings.
Tap.
Heading.
And I'm just going to quickly swipe through here so you can see what different things you can set for blindfold basketball.
Done. Button. Game settings. Heading. Background sounds. Now it is indoor court medium.
So you can have the indoor court sound. Have it be louder or softer. Let's double tap
background
on that.
Sound alert. Background sounds. Indoor court soft. Button. Indoor court medium. Button. Indoor court loud. Button. Outdoor court soft. Button.
And I wanted to show you this because you have indoor court and outdoor court. So if you want to have an indoor feeling like we were listening to before, or if you want to have it outdoor, so like you're playing street ball, you can have that sound chosen as well.
Outdoor court medium. Button.
I'm going to go ahead and select outdoor medium.
Outdoor court medium. Settings. Background sounds. Now it is outdoor court medium. Select shot gesture. Now it is swipe left and right.
So this is your swipe left and right to aim your shot. You can choose other options here.
Dribble by wrist snap. Now it is off.
The dribble by wrist snap is using the gyroscope in your phone to where you can just dribble up and down actually using your wrist and dribble just like you would a real basketball.
Exact shots for position only games. Now it is strict. Sound for lined up shot. Now it is ding.
You can change the ding sound that we heard for when your shot is lined up.
Set player location. Now it is on.
It'll set or not the location of the players.
Ball movement sound. Now it is off. Ball movement sound. Now it is off.
Oh, the ball movement sound. So that is turned off in case the ball has moved.
Common settings. Heading. Less talk and sound effects. Now it is off.
So I like this. You can go in and if it's talking too much, you can have less talk and more sound effects.
Post my new high score to none.
You can choose this option to post your high scores to Facebook or Twitter.
Customize voices.
And then here you can go in to customize the voices that we heard during the games.
Use Braille display instead of speaking. Now it is off.
And if you have a Braille display that you prefer to use, you can plug that in and turn that on here and use that for speaking rather than the voices.
Customize game sounds.
And of course, you can come in here to customize the game sounds.
Customize background sound.
Same with the background sounds.
Use full keyboard instead of screen. Now it is off. Use gesture menu. Now it is off. Repeat message if it wasn't spoken. Now it is on.
That's very helpful. If you want to hear what the last message was, you can use a gesture to have it repeat to you.
About. Heading. Version 1, 2, 7.
And of course, the about that gives you the version number of the app. So this is Blindfold Basketball by Kid Friendly Software. I really enjoy the Blindfold series of games. There's, I think, over 50 games now in that series, ranging from card games, sports games, arcade games, and many, many others. Blindfold Basketball is a lot of fun. It's really entertaining, and I find the more I play it, the more I enjoy trying to get around the defenders and make different shots. It is a bit more complicated than just a couple of lessons that we did, but I think that it is a lot of fun. And this season, while you're watching March Madness, or even if you're not interested in March Madness at all, just as a app to pass some time, I highly suggest and recommend Blindfold Basketball by Kid Friendly Software.